Thank you. Hello? Hello, listen to me. I'm on top of an 18-story tower. Hello? Hello?
Hey, hey, man! Hey, I'm talking to you! What are you doing up here?
I want to throw myself off the building now.
What?
It's got nothing to do with you. Mind your own business. Go back. Stay where you are. I said go back. Oh.
Hey, what are you up to over there?
It's got nothing to do with you.
Sir. Sir. Sir! Excuse me. What's going on up ahead?
Actually, I'm not quite sure, but it seems someone has thrown themselves off a building.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Would you like to get out of the car?
Oh, sir. Why the hell would I want to get out in this chaos?
So do me a favor, will you? If the traffic starts moving and you want to move your car, park my car where yours is, okay? I have something urgent to do. I really appreciate it, man. I can't just leave my car in the middle of the road and go, you know.
You want me to park your car in my parking space?
Do me a favor.
And what do you want me to do with the keys?
The keys? Open the bonnet. After you lock the doors, gently lay the keys on the radiator and close the bonnet and be on your way. I'll always carry a spare key around with me, just in case, you know.
I'm curious about something. Do you always trust people so easily?
No, not so easily at all. But someone who sits reading a book rather than blowing his horn in this chaos must be someone who can be trusted.
Well, I'll be glad to help you out.
If you like, I'll take down your registration number just in case.
Go right ahead.
Sir? Sir, move out of the way. You're in my way.
Sorry. This guy hasn't jumped yet?
No, man. I'm getting bored. He hasn't got the guts to do it.
I'm a chief firefighter. Come in!
Check all the exits. Don't let anyone get near him. Wait till I give the order, then check all the stairways. Find out which ones can be used.
Why are you standing around here blowing up balloons for, Tomodon?
Well, here's the boss himself. What are you doing here?
I was on my way to work. I've been waiting here for 20 minutes down there. What's going on over here?
Nothing much. There's this love-struck guy up there who's probably been born with a silver spoon in his mouth who keeps shouting. You want to know what he's saying? He's saying, I want Samira, I want Samira. He wants Samira, I guess.
Anyway, what's that you're blowing up? You'll blow it up and pull it over there, and then he'll jump off the other side.
It has a psychological effect, man. And it shows him up there that we can take care of his feelings. It's shown to be very helpful, you know?
You mean by blowing that up, you're showing him that you care about his feelings?
Enayat, sir. Give us a hand here. Take this and see what you can do.
I don't want it. Give me a Trilby hat.
A Trilby hat?
It has a psychological effect.
Right away, sir. I'll find one.
And I want an overcoat, too.
Move away! You think you can stop me by doing that? I'll go to the other side and throw myself off!
All is killing me.
Who on earth are you?
I'm a marriage clerk. I've come to marry you.
I said to send to Samira with a marriage clerk. What good to me are you on your own?
What good are you to me then, huh? With all the traffic that you're causing, the bride won't be here for a long time.
That's not my problem. If you don't bring Samira here, I'll throw myself off the building.
To hell with you. Throw yourself off. I'm not interested in all that chat. 50% of the problem solved. Hold your horses and the other half will get sorted.
I don't have time to waste now.
Hey, you think I got nothing better to do than to walk up 20 flights in my condition, huh? Anyway, what are you telling me all this for? The young lady stood you up, and you're taking it out on me?
Who's the man in charge around here? I'm gonna give you only 10 minutes!
Do you smoke? Here.
I don't smoke.
Well done. Good for you. It's good you don't smoke.
10 minutes!
How long will it take?
How long will what take?
Until Samira gets here.
Samira? Ah, the bride-to-be. It won't take long. 20 minutes, a half hour. I think she'll turn up shortly. Get down in the meantime, would you? Come on.
Why do you smoke in your condition anyway? Where are you going? What happened, sir? What's wrong, sir? Sir, I'm talking to you. Sir?
Someone come up and help! I think he's going to die! You are all crazy, you know!
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. How you doing?
I want to go back there.
To hell with you. Stay right where you are, and don't move an inch. Tamadon. Tell them to come and take him down.
Okay, sir.
Get
let me go.
Back,
let me go
you.
Now. Let me go.
Get up. Stop it.
Let me go now.
Come
I
here.
Said
I
let me
to
go.
Show you something. Right
leave
here.
Me alone.
Come
leave
here.
Me alone,
just come
okay?
Here and look.
Come on!
Open your eyes and take a good look down there. You can find lots of mama's boys and spoiled good-for-nothings like you down over there. But there are also a lot of hard-working, respectable people, too. They came out to earn money to put food on their tables and got caught up in this chaos. Some of them were taking a sick person to the hospital, and they had to cross paths with a moron like you. Take a good look! If you're sick of your life, why did you have to cause this havoc in the city, huh?
I'm not sick of living, I just want Samira to be with me. I can't live without her, she's my whole life, you see? So if you're not bringing Samira here, throw me off the roof and get it over with. Throw me off the roof. Throw me off the roof. Throw me, go on, throw me off the roof now!
It looks like you really don't have any fear of heights, huh? I like that. Don't you ever raise your hand to your elders. Not ever.
These poor kids have finished their exams and they don't
don't have anything to do. How many more times are you gonna say, don't run, don't laugh, don't sit down, don't shout, don't fight, don't call out? Yeah, okay, so this isn't the right place to do these things in an apartment, but they're not chicks in a hatchery. You can't keep them cooped up for long periods. At least you can make some plans for their holidays. Well, it's great to see you, Mr. Chater. God bless. Now, why is it the wind?
Hello, Mr. Anayat. You're very late.
So sorry. Has he gone yet?
No, he's here. He's on the phone right now. Please sit down.
What was his name?
I'm sorry?
You shouldn't be sorry. What's the name of the new managing director? I've forgotten it.
Haji Beglu.
That's it. Beglu. I've forgotten that. He's been the managing director for about a month now.
It's been over 4 months. Actually, since September.
Yes. Mr. Beglu, I mustn't forget. Anyway, do you know why he wants to see me? I got it, so you do know why. Come on, tell me so I know what's coming my way. Yes.
Hello, Haji. Sir, Mr. Anyat's here. Okay, sure. Please go in. He's waiting for you.
Oh, dear. God help me. Hello, Haji, sir.
Well, well, Mr. Muhammad Anayat. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Excuse me, sir, I got caught in a traffic jam earlier. And what's more, in a street that's never congested.
Stuck in traffic or missing the operations back in the good old days?
So you heard then?
News about you travels fast, apparently. Please sit down.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, there was a traffic jam, and I realized that I couldn't get here on time, so...
You went up the roof. It's good you still like to be involved in these operations. A lot of your colleagues are thinking about retirement.
What do you mean, retirement? I still have 2 years before I complete 25 years of service.
No, that's not what I meant. You can't get away from us that easily, you know. You're one of the best men we've got.
So you don't want me to retire, then?
No, God forbid. But the thing is, a thought has occurred to me that I could use you in training affairs.
Training affairs? They threw me out of teaching 5 years ago, sir.
Don't say that. I was told you fell out with them and then you left.
Well, if I hadn't done that, then I'd have to stay there and risk conflict with my friends.
Yes. Some of your colleagues don't approve with your methods. They say you don't pay attention to safety matters. Give me a moment, please. They've sent me some photos and a report from 5 years ago. It seems every half year we have a few broken limbs. And one trainee had serious burns and nearly died.
And have you had the statistics for broken limbs in the last few periods to see how many they had?
Well, it seems that they were much less. But the quality of training dropped. The forces that were trained by you are something else. Really something else.
Mr...
Beglu.
Haji, sir, it seems that you at least approve of me. What I mean to say is that you know better than I do. That proper, efficient training in the fire department cannot be achieved without accidents and loss of some kind. It would be just knocking something together.
Mr. Anayat, I myself was on the front lines during the last days of the war. I wasn't in any operational center either, always waiting my turn. When my men were getting ready, I'd look how they put their boots on and rucksacks, and wonder how many of them would be able to take their rucksacks and boots off with their own hands. Which one would be putting their boots and rucksacks on for the last time in their lives? But it never crossed my mind to try and stop them from going. From going in order to prevent casualties and loss, no matter what the result might be.
I've become a real fan of yours, sir. Even if you didn't approve of me before, I would still be a fan. Tamadon, hello. Look, I'm in Hashemi Street, and I'm near Korun. I want to go to Samira's house. Who's Samira? What an idiot. Samira. The one that guy wanted to commit suicide for. What's it to you? I want to go and propose to her. I'm tired of living with one woman all this time. I've just come to Bostan Street. Bostan Sadi. What was the name of their road? What do you mean? I thought you sent an officer to take her this morning. Okay, well, Samira didn't come, but you still have her address. So who has it? Well, then give the phone to them. Hello to you, sir. I'm from the fire department. Hello, Haji, sir.
How do you do? Can I help you?
Luckily, the young man who kicked up a fuss this morning and wanted to make trouble for your daughter has been arrested and been taken into the police station.
Yes, yes, I know.
The truth is, I arrested him and handed him over to the police.
So, you mean you want a reward?
A reward?
Well, that's the fireman's job, isn't it? Am I wrong?
I've come to talk to you about the young man.
Everyone in this neighborhood knows each other. I think everyone knows Farzad, and they know me too. One by one, they all came to me to see if there's a chance they could help Farzad out. Tell Farzad that if I was going to give in now, I would have done it a long time ago.
I came here of my own accord. Farzad doesn't know anything about it. I didn't even know his name until you told me this very minute.
You came yourself?
Yes.
Why?
It seems to me that he's got guts and courage. And it looks like he really loves Samira, sir. He really wanted to throw himself off the roof. I barely managed to trick him out of it. And God knows how long he's had to stay in the police station and prison. But one day he'll be released. And he might want to harm himself at that point.
We've lived in this neighborhood for 40 years. We lived opposite before. I bought a house of 100 meters of land with two rooms made of rubble and beamed ceiling. Great house. Over there. Ask how much.
How much?
14,000 tomans. Please sit down. You couldn't buy it for 2 million a meter now. It was bigger than all the other houses on the row. I sold it 15 years ago when my wife died. I couldn't stand the sight of it. But it was a sight for sore eyes in its time. Samira was born in this house. And 6 months before Samira, Farzad was born in the house next door.
Father?
Excuse me. I remember when they were 4 or 5, they were inseparable. Either Samira was at their house, or Farzad was at our house. As a kid, Samira went and made a little room out of plastic and cardboard and all sorts of things. And she put it up in the corner of the yard, and the two of them went in there every day. They were supposedly husband and wife. They used to play together, drank tea, and argued for no reason whatsoever. And then they cried about it. Your tea's getting cold. When my wife died, Farzad's mother treated Samira like her own. She brought her up. If you think about it, Samira grew up with Farzad and his brothers and sisters. Because of that reason, everyone that used to live in the neighborhood thought that Farzad and Samira would eventually get married from the very beginning. They all came to me one by one. By that I mean to vouch for Farzad, of course. But they all knew in their hearts that I wouldn't approve because I love my daughter. Obviously, I love my daughter more than I love Farzad.
Is Farzad a drug addict? To what?
Heroin.
Hey, come here, give it back. Give it.
Hello, and Ayat. Where on earth are you? You forgot again, didn't you? You forgot it's Hattie's birthday party.
Today it's the 3rd. It is the 3rd. Isn't it?
It's the 3rd.
No, I've not done anything, but I don't think it's the 3rd.
It is. Today's the 3rd. Look at the newspaper.
I knew you'd forget. I was sure. I bet you anything in the world. So that's why I bought you a present for him. A present for Hadi from you. I left it in the boot of your car. It's a shirt. Take a look in your boot.
Wow, Saida, you're something else you are. I'm yours for all eternity. So, just tell me what I have to do then.
It all happened so quick. As soon as he got there, the officers came up and started to tape him up and tie his legs with rope. I mean, you know, he laughed at first, you know. He joked with them and was very cool about it all. I'm guessing he was like that because, you know, until one goes to the edge and stands there and looks down, they don't really know what it's all about. And then the commentator, who was standing at the bottom, started to introduce him, right? Mr. Faribault Esteban, a guy from Sharif University. On a countdown has come bungee jumping and he starts counting, right? 10, 9, 8. For a second, he looked back at me, right? He was as white as a ghost, as cold as ice, really scared to death, you know? So I said to him, Faribault, are you scared or what? Now, I knew he'd be like this. He was shaking his head like, just like this, right? And he was laughing, but he looked like a corpse. He was absolutely terrified, and I said to him, Faribault, step forward and jump, you idiot, before you lose your bottle, right? Go on, jump. Elam is down there waiting and looking at us. That's his fiancée, but I don't think she realized her husband had gone to pieces up there.
Well, lucky her.
Lucky her if she didn't realize her husband had gone to pieces.
Well, the poor guy got scared. What's the point in going up a stupid tower and having a rope tied to your feet and then throwing yourself down from up there without a reason?
A stupid tower? A stupid tower without reason?
No.
Anyway.
Now, the trainer who was sitting next to him, well, he got up and started to talk to him, right? Very coolly, as if nothing was wrong, right? Like psychiatrists. He said, look, son, don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared about. Step forward and think you're about to jump into a pool. The only difference is that it's a little higher and you won't end up in the water. You'll fly like a bird, you know? He spoke to him in such a calm and serene way that way. I swear to God, before the guy had finished what he was saying, he pinched his nose, took a few steps back, and jumped off in a flash. This is what I wanted to say. He jumped off feet first, and when you jump, they have to dive. And when someone jumps feet first, well, they're either professionals, and they know how to stop the elastic band, right? From putting pressure on their back, right? Or they're not with it. And he wasn't with it. At the same time, Ellen was standing at the bottom, still clapping her head off, pleased that her husband had jumped.
What was her name?
Elham.
No, I don't mean Elham. That spongy part.
Bungee jumping.
Very interesting. I want to make one in the training center.
Wow. Well, it's clear Daddy here has been given the carte blanche, huh?
They'd be lucky to have him. They wouldn't pay him, though.
But it doesn't seem to require much money.
Mommy, we want to jump down.
We want to jump off the bungee jumping. We're brave enough.
Not from the jumping, love. Your mom said, you jump from the stupid tower.
The stupid tower for no reason.
But we really want to jump off the stupid tower for no reason.
Children are not allowed.
Women are not allowed. I don't know why. Even when they grow up, they're not allowed.
And who said that?
Hadi. Exactly who said that? Why shouldn't women be allowed in there?
I want to jump off the stupid tower for no reason myself.
I'll take you tomorrow myself, Hoda. As it happens, I want to jump again.
You'll take me or should I go with my brother?
As long as you,
What?
As long as someone gives me a push or help, I wouldn't dare jump cool under all that pressure. I wasn't that brave either. I'll probably be like Hadi's friend up there, shivering like a zombie. A terrible zombie.
What's a zombie?
A zombie is someone who has gone to pieces out of fear.
What does going to pieces mean?
That's enough now. Don't show us up. I'll push you myself.
The son-in-law of the Mad Shamdani family should be very brave.
Certainly, sir. I'll jump myself.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please bring out the cake for us now?
Okay.
Hadi, how much were the tickets?
Mom, come on, don't bring that up. It hurts.
How much?
Why? How much was it?
20,000 tomans.
For the three of you?
No, just for one person.
I say, because you're so rich, why don't you invest in this whole thing? Buy one of these devices and put it in the middle of the secondary schoolyard. 10,000 tomans a ticket. You'd make a fortune from that.
No, it's not economical. It wouldn't really work. It's only in this family that you'll find lots of wacky girls. In other families, they're the exception.
It won't cost much at all.
They have a name for it. They call it a private school. What's a private school?
It means you earn much more money than you could by the fire department in Tehran.
Oh my. With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Excuse me, where shall I put this?
Congratulations!
I heard Hadi wants to leave university again.
Who told you that?
He told me.
He told you tonight?
No, there was no chance tonight. The night before last, when he came to the house, he suggested it.
He didn't mention anything to me.
Because he's afraid of you.
What? Why, am I a monster?
No, but he stands in awe of you. He fears you. You're kind of frightening.
You're frightening. I've always tried to go a little bit easy on Hadi.
I can't see Hadi having the enthusiasm to finish university and to get his degree. He studied material science for 2 years just because of you. And you saw that eventually he couldn't go on.
And now that he's studying sociology, he doesn't seem all that satisfied either. I guess he wants to go back to his last subject, material science.
Anyway, why do you insist so much on him getting a degree? Thank God your child is intelligent. He has enthusiasm. He has a head for business. He earns a lot of money for his painting and his graphics.
What money? Has he ever been able to buy anything for himself? You are very naive.
Do you have any idea what you want to do? Basically in your life?
I want to be a fireman.
Stop messing about.
All right.
You haven't been to university for 2 weeks. Does your mom know that?
No, but my dad knows and he's going to tell her bit by bit. You'll see. Hoda, when you see a kiosk, stop, will you?
Hadi, I swear, Mom's really upset with you. And Dad's frustrated. He's upset with you, too. He tries not to show it.
Dad leaves me to do as I please. In fact, he's happy that I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing, that I'm living as I want to live.
So, you do know?
What's that?
What you like to do in life?
Well, yeah. I know, but I haven't gotten the nerve to tell them, even Dad.
Wait, why? What do you want to do?
I want to be a fireman.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I made up my mind this evening. When I was talking about bungee jumping, all of a sudden I remembered how much I'd love jumping from up there, you know? And then when Dad said I want to make one of those devices in his training center, I thought, well, look at him, right? That's what you call living. He wants to bungee jump in the middle of his office.
Hadi-san, my dear, don't repeat what you just said anywhere else. They'll realize you're a loony. It'll be a disgrace. Don't let this get out. Keep it in the family.
I have to go in there. I have to go see someone. I'll be home in half an hour.
Don't you have working hours? Can't you just go tomorrow?
Listen, my dear. There's this guy here whose file is due to go to the courts first thing in the morning. But they've kindly agreed to let me talk to him first. Tomorrow, it's out of their hands. If the file is to go to the courts, then we'll have to really run around in order to get an appointment, just to speak to a judge.
So come home soon.
Yes, of course, sir.
Right now, Samira is my wife. Her father allowed us to be married 2 years ago.
I know. And I also know that the condition on which you got married was the right of divorce for Samira. And it hasn't been registered in the marriage certificate, so she can get a divorce from you whenever she wants to. I think she should do just that, you know. Because you're a drug addict.
I am not an addict. And I was never one.
Never?
Never.
So you're telling me that you never took drugs ever in your life?
I did it, but I stopped. They call someone an addict if they get hooked.
Really? Are you playing with me right now? You smoked heroin and simply gave it up, didn't you?
I smoked it, yeah. Because of Samira, and I gave it up because of Samira. Samira's my whole life. When she turns away from me, life is bleak.
Really? How many times have you done drugs?
7 or 8. Maybe 10 times.
Oh my God in heaven. What have you done to yourself? How long is it since you stopped?
A year. A year and 1 month.
Here. There's an application form for a fire department training course right in here. If you ever feel like filling it in, you should know that after the written exam, there's a series of oral exams. A medical and physical test, there's also a blood test and a urine test. Once you've got through all those stages and passed, that's when you match me. I'm the head of the training. My name is Muhammad Enayat. Among the guys, I'm famous for being brave, adventurous, and frightening. I can't stand people who are clumsy, who are cowards and dopes. And that's why I like to frighten them and tease them. But you're different because I saved your life once. And that's why I can do whatever I like to you. And whenever I like, and have no guilty conscience whatsoever. For example, if I just felt like it, I could send you for a random drug test. For whatever reason I may choose, I could have you arrested, you know. And put in a small room to see if you can put up with yourself for 24 hours.
If I get in, will you call Samira's father for me?
No. Not if you pass the exams. If you pass the exams, you get a job with me.
How long will that take?
6 months. Tomorrow the colonel will come and ask you to sign a letter of undertaking. And then he'll let you go, because if in your case has gone to court, who knows how long you'd need to stay locked up in here. I've gone to a lot of trouble to persuade the colonel not to make a case.
Thanks very much.
دل آتش در و پروانه شو پروانه.